Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Are you rethinking this whole
thing? It's too late to apologize.
Nope. Making a mockery of it.
Take this seriously.
Listen.
Don't you know how serious this
stuff
is?
You know what I'm serious about? Them high notes, them things hard to hit.
Yeah, you can't do it.
For real.
You got to quit it.
I can't do it. It's too late.
You know who feels that? Our audience, whose ears are hurting every time this happens.
But you know what, though? I haven't gotten any mean and hurtful tweets yet. I shouldn't have said that because they're probably coming in 3, 2, 1.
I'm going to send you one until you apologize.
Sorry. Mean and hurtful.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You're willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos. We were hard on him. We really were as a fan base. I sat here and said on June 17th, this guy stinks and does nothing well in a baseball
field.
That's
what it is. You're mad because you said he stinks.
He
technically did stink.
He was playing poorly, but as a player in the big leagues now for 12 years, he's better than stinks. Maybe he's closer to average than great, but he doesn't stink.
I've kind of always felt that way about players in general. But I kind of like, when you say stuff like that, I let it cook.
Some players.
What's his name? Tua. Not Tua. The other one.
Taiwan.
No, Taiwan.
Taiwan
Tobias.
Stinks.
Like, no, you seen Tobias. The champion, the crappiest players.
Marcus Mariota. That's who it was.
He was bad. He stunk. All right, you want to apologize to Nick Castellanos. And, of course, with Eagles, are you confident this roster is better than last year's? Coming up in just a few minutes, Kylie Kelce is going to hop on. She's going to tell us about the T-shirt her and Jason are designing. Obviously, the passion she has for the Eagles Radiothon. Here, EaglesRadiothon.com. Text midday to 53209 to make a donation right now. And 1 o'clock, coming up around 1 o'clock, we have another giveaway. There's so much going on today, so much. But we have a giveaway to the Atlantic City Boat Show. So I'll tell you about how you can win that one. And of course, we're looking for the best Eagles chant. The best Eagles chant we hear today will get into our WIP Midday Show Fantasy League. We draft tonight. So the stipulation of this one is you got to be able to be at Chickies tonight in South Philly at 5 o'clock. Live draft. Can't wait to be there. Hugh, have you started your prep for the Fantasy League? Draft prep.
As far as prep, you mean like looking at who I'm going to draft?
Yeah, the draft prep.
No.
Okay.
This prep should be trying to stay awake for this draft.
Yeah, that. No gummies tonight. get there in a timely fashion and then take it from there. Like, I'm not as serious. Like, I've noticed around these parts that y'all take this draft way serious.
Well, that's why you're finishing last.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to get me some good players, but it's like I'm not, man, listen. I'm not a fantasy football guy. And I have noticed that the type of attention that I have to pay to fantasy football, I ain't really got that.
You
got
to be on the waiver wire.
We need to incentivize this with a punishment for last place.
Yeah, that might be it. If we set the punishment as eating something he doesn't like to eat, he might be on that waiver wire.
Y'all might as well go ahead and do that now because I'm going to probably finish last. Because the waiver wire, I get killed on the waiver wire. I had a pretty decent team last year.
You got to be quick.
And I got killed on the waiver wire. I thought I was quick. I was putting in names of people like before, and I never got them. So I was a little bit upset.
All right. We'll see who enters the league with us tonight. Best Eagles chant we hear wins that a spot in the league and, of course, a pair of tickets to Eagles watch party coming up on September 6th. All right, let's get to the phones here. Kenny from the Dirty 30. I have a feeling he's gonna show people how a real Eagles chant is done. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, guys. Look, it's been driving me crazy. I just wanted to demonstrate the proper Eagles cheer. But Joe, real quick, I have to commend you. Because one thing I've always admired about you since you've been on the radio is whenever you say something outlandish and it proves to be wrong, you apologize. And I love that about you, that you admit when you're wrong. I mean, you know, for a man, the three hardest things to say is, I was wrong, I'm sorry, and Worcestershire sauce. So
I haven't mastered the last one, but I'm really good at the first two. I'm wrong and sorry all the time, Kenny.
I love you.
No, that one's not that hard.
It kind of is.
What's wrong with you?
In honor of Joe Apollo and Homeless Hugh, here is the proper way to do an Eagles chant by Kenny the 30-30 and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Are you ready?
Ready.
We have a different year, different coaches, different players, a motivated quarterback, and no matter what, Dallas still sucks. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I like that.
Now that's an Eagles chant. The Dallas sucks in there.
He's been doing it for a while.
Yeah, that's a seasoned Eagles chant. Kenny, it sounds like you're ready for week one. That's what I'm hearing.
I can't wait. Football season.
We're back.
Everybody, this is the last weekend until mid-February. We're at pro football. So everybody kiss their wives and say goodbye. I will see you at Valentine's Day. Go Birds!
Love you, Kenny. Appreciate it. Kenny's right. I mean, it is. Everyone has to. Yeah, I probably have to have that conversation this weekend. Like, yeah, we'll see. We'll talk in February.
But do you really? Because most, I would think there's a lot of, especially Eagles fans, a lot of women that are Eagles fans, so they're probably telling their boyfriends that, you know, I probably won't see you either.
Well, yeah, if you're watching
probably
together.
Probably mutual. Yeah.
Then it could be fine here. That was a big-time Eagles chant by Kenny. I mean, he felt that.
And Kenny's big time.
Kenny's right. I am not afraid to say I'm wrong or I'm sorry when I'm wrong or I'm sorry. It's very easy. I mean, it's just, Hugh, you got to just...
I don't feel like I need to apologize to Nick Castellanos for doing his job.
But the fan base does. And I'm trying to lead us down the right path.
I don't think they should. I think they should just be who they are. And I think it motivates. It helps keep him motivated.
You don't think we were a little hard on Nick compared to other players?
Nah.
Well, here's why I do. Because I think, I'll just speak for myself, I went to a level that was probably too much on how bad he was.
But Joe, you do that all the time.
I don't think I do.
You do.
That's why you said earlier you want to apologize to Trey. I'm not apologizing to Trey.
No, but I'm saying
Trey's not a $300 million player.
You wished that you could undo the contract.
I did, because he's
strong.
Not worth the money.
That's strong. That's really strong.
But I'm not apologizing
for it. I didn't tell you were wrong. I think you're wrong for apologizing now, because I think... Somebody, like, you've been snatched by the invasion of the body snatchers.
I am the same me you saw yesterday. Same guy will be here tomorrow.
It don't feel like it. Feels like something happened last night. You were watching the game. You got caught up in that press conference, didn't you? He had his hat all to one side, and he talked about the batting order that he's in and how he's protected now.
Clifford Robinson moment?
Clifford Robinson go up for the ball. Clifford Robinson, only one coming down with it. That's what he did yesterday.
Was his name Clifford Robinson or something? Clifford Franklin.
Clifford Franklin
played for the Blazers.
Yeah.
That was a real guy.
Clifford Franklin. Yeah, it was Clifford Franklin.
You ever see The Replacements, Kyle?
No.
Oh, come on.
Kyle misses some good TV.
I know.
Man. I don't understand.
I think you'd enjoy it. It's a good football movie.
It really
what year did it come out?
1999.
Out.
What do you mean?
Before 2000.
You know, that's just blasphemy. There are good movies that came out.
It looks like actually it came out in 2000. So
oh, okay.
Back in.
All right. So there's your line of demarcation right there. Let's talk to Steve at Trenton. What's up, Steve?
Steve?
Hold on one second.
You got it, Steve. What's up?
Oh. Hey, Joe. Good to talk to you. Good morning.
Hey, Steve. What's up?
I just think there's no way, you know, you really need to apologize to Nick. I mean, if somebody does you wrong, like say somebody you got something and somebody breaks it and you get mad and then they fix it for you, I mean, you still rightfully got mad because they broke it. Like, it's no problem. He was playing bad and he deserved it. You don't got to say sorry. But
all right, Steve, let me attack that for a second. You're right. That's fair, right? If someone breaks something of yours, you get mad and then they fix it. You don't have to apologize for getting mad. But what if in the midst of getting mad, you said, you're dumb, you're stupid, you're the worst person I ever met? That probably deserves an apology because it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, but if you said he was stinking, thinking it up at the time, you know, he was playing like trash. So if you said he was playing like trash, there's nothing. You didn't say anything wrong. You didn't say anything
about his
like
kids. Or, yeah,
no, and I would never do that. Yeah, I don't do that kind of stuff.
You ain't saying nothing about his mama.
No, I wouldn't do that. No way. Now, Steve, I agree with you on that. I just feel like when I said he does nothing well on a baseball field, he does, right? He has probably close to, 200 home runs now in the big leagues? He has over 200. Like, he's not a terrible player. I just said he was in June.
He was playing pretty bad then, but true, yeah. To put it on his whole career is one thing. But as far as the birds, too, man, I couldn't be more excited. You know, I really have ramped up for the season. I feel like the offense is ready to go. That luxury defense don't matter, but the offense is going to 33-34 game. I'll be right in Philly for that draft. I'm right at four, so I'm hoping to get in there.
All right, Steve, let's hear your Eagles chant to get in this league tonight. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
All right, let's go. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I like the way that ended.
You ramped it up.
That built, Steve. We'll get you in the mix. That built.
Not a fan of you?
That call was better than a chant.
Well, because you're poisoning minds.
No, I'm
How
not.
How do you sleep at night?
Listen, I needed some more enthusiasm.
I thought he ramped it up, the enthusiasm.
Kenny
sets a high bar.
If Kenny's the bar, it's very hard to reach that.
You need to probably step outside. We're giving away a spot in fantasy football.
And you get to go to the Eagles watch party.
And you get to go to the watch party. We need you to step your game up. That's unacceptable.
So did you like Jake's better from Jake's earlier better?
Jake's was very good.
Okay.
How do you sleep at night? You have people.
Well, I sleep like a baby.
No, because you have
sleep
good,
like a baby.
You have good fans in the city who look at you like, wow, he was an Eagles Hall of Famer. He had 80 sacks until Joe and Kyle start taking them away over the course of the season. But at one point, he had 80 sacks, okay?
Yes.
And you have people believing that defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
No, he believed it. He gets it because I spit truth.
You poison minds.
No, I don't. I spit the truth. I told you what it was. I don't say anything without basing it on some factual stuff, or at least some stuff that looks like plausible. Looks plausible. I had to laugh at that one.
I'm imagining you as a lawyer in court.
I'm just saying.
Your Honor, this is a fact. It's plausible.
I say stuff that, no, listen. I know for a fact that I invoke thought when I say something. Like, you might not agree with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for a fact that when I crack this mic and I say certain things, that you're either in the car saying he's an idiot, or maybe that idiot is on to something. Like, I know that's happening.
I think this show, more than any other at WIP, invokes that.
Yeah.
He's an idiot, or maybe he's on to something.
And you know what's funny? I know as much as you pretend like you don't like me, you tune in to hear, but like, what that fool gonna say there? You might say something like that, but you're listening. That's all that matters. You listening?
That might be the tagline for the news.
What that fool going to say today?
What are those fools going to say today? Yeah, I like that one.
Him better when he just played football.
And now he tries to tell me defense doesn't matter?
Now they gave this fool a microphone and he's sitting out here talking. Hey, listen, I know I get you to think. That's my job. It's not for me. You don't have to believe anything that's coming out of my mouth.
I don't.
My job is to get you to think. Because a lot of people don't do that. You got to think every night. You got to just open up your mind for new possibilities, man. That's the problem with most folks today.
They're
closed-minded.
Yeah.
You got to think outside the box sometimes.
You know who's closed-minded? Anyone that won't apologize to Nick Castellanos. John in West Philly. What's up, John?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, what's up, John. Man? What's up?
And I'm just calling to say I've always been on the Castellanos band. I felt like we shouldn't blame players on the bottom half. We give Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber the luxury of going 0-100, and you still believe that, you know, they're good players and all that. And Castellanos, he played every single day. And he actually plays the outfield, unlike Schwarber, who I really, really like. But, you know, he's going out there every day. He's durable. And what is he, like, fourth or fifth in average in the starting lineup and stuff?
He's probably in that range. Yeah, he's up to 250 now, which, considering he was at like 200 2 months ago, that's a big jump.
Yeah, and how many times during the season has, you know, Nick Castellanos had a clutch home run or a big hit? And I feel like he got more of them than, you know, a lot of the superstars that are on the team.
He's had quite a few. I mean, I could think of one at least off the top of my head. He hit the game-winning hit against Milwaukee when they were here in
He's had some
in
moments.
June. Yeah, yes.
But they've been kind of few far between.
Ah, come on here.
Oh, no, I'm not hating. I mean, he's had some moments in the outfield. No, I'm not hating on that, but.
Certified hater, you know, Hugh Douglas.
He's had clutch hits. And, you know, last year in the playoffs, he was hitting well until his bat went cold like everybody else. If you give everybody else the luxury of, hey, they'll bounce back, they're this player, why you get more angry? Why would you get more angry at Nick Castellanos?
He's been a punching bag for a couple years.
For Joe? Here.
No. See, that's why. No, it's not just me. Now, I might be the loudest, but it's not just me. John, give us an Eagles chant. Let's hear it. You ready?
I'm usually monotone. I might need the music. I don't know.
Oh, Kyle,
give him some music.
Help him out a little bit.
All right. Listen, week one, we got the cheese heads coming here trying to take our lunch money. Man. What is the Eagle? Trent Cole, Jerome Brown, Reggie White, B-Dawg, Nikhil Spike, Hugh Douglas. Week one, I need you to go out there and hit somebody. I'm talking to you, Trot Jr.
Let's go, John.
Oh, he ramping up. He ramping up.
Oh, I like that
strong.
One,
hey, way to finish strong.
You built
though.
Up to that's a good one, John. We'll get you in the mix to be a part
looking
of our draft
good. It wasn't looking good early.
He wasn't lying about the ramp up.
He
needed
to psych himself into that.
Yeah, it wasn't looking good early, but he finished strong.
That's a good one.
I did like that one. This segment sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at-bat. Bruce in D.C. Hey, Bruce.
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How's everybody going?
How you doing
we're
today,
good.
Bruce?
What's up, Bruce?
Hey, man, I'm maintaining, man. It's hump day. Hump day today. Apology day. I don't know what that's all about, but
we're growing here. We're growing.
I ain't heard of that. Apologize day.
Yeah.
Apologize for what?
Yeah. 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 Well, I don't know about that growing stuff. Look. Let me just put that in perspective because, look, I'm with you on this. Look, think of it like this. Okay, so you're in the office, right? And you're not doing your job, and your boss notices and says, hey, you know, you need to tighten this thing up. And then you tighten up, and you start doing the job that you're getting paid to do. Now, your boss come back to you and say, I apologize for offering you criticism or being annoyed about the poor performance that you're being paid to do.
Tell him again. Tell him again.
No. But what if the boss said you're the worst employee here? You are good at nothing
then
on the job.
You need to go to HR. That's an HR situation.
Well,
okay, that's different though. That's
well, but that's kind of what I did. Yeah.
Oh well. Okay. Well, then that's your personal, and you right, and you act, and I do remember that. And you know what?
I'm apologizing.
I was riding with you on it.
I know. And, a lot of people were. People forget. They were.
Well, I was one of those ones too.
So, are you willing to apologize now, Bruce?
Hell no, because I'm from Philly. We don't apologize for nothing.
Tell him again, Bruce. Tell him where you're from. He didn't hear you.
No, I'm from Southwest Philly, man.
He told you.
Look, and born and raised. And when I talk trash to you, I'm not taking it back. I'm unapologetic. Now, look, I'll pat you on the back. I'm like, okay, hey, look, we're good. But I'm not apologizing for what I said to you earlier. It just doesn't work like that.
Mm-mm.
Not for a true Philadelphian,
mm-mm.
Okay? So we don't regret nothing. We love hard, and we hate you hard.
All right, I respect that,
no
Bruce.
Regrets.
I respect that. I disagree with it. Bruce, we appreciate it, but I respect it.
If you, no regrets.
Now, you don't have to apologize. I'll think more highly of you if you do. That's all. Not thinking. No, it's true. I'm not going to think less of you if you don't. I just like extra credit.
No, I don't need no extra credit. He don't need no apology. He'll be all right. Like, he's playing well. Now, you know what I would tell him? Like, hey, Nick, if you're listening, good job. Now I need you to carry that thing into the World Series. I need you to carry that thing into the playoffs.
Are you asking for a lot?
I mean, but, you know, hey, you got your hat tilted to the side, Clifford Franklin. You talking about how you hitting in the order now. I need you to carry that throughout. I need that to be the same energy that you had last night. It's the same energy that I need you to carry for, what, 25 more games and beyond.
You know what it is, too, with Castellanos? Sometimes I think we overdo how important he is, right? He's not as important as Harper or mm-hmm. Turner or Schwarber. But you know what it does when he's hitting you? It elongates the lineup, right? Like, you go from having, you know, you've had your top four that have been pretty much there the whole season. Schwarber, mm-hmm. Turner, Harper, boom. You get a fifth or sixth guy going, they have a lot. It's a lot. Most teams don't have five or six, you know, good, productive hitters. Most mm-hmm. teams have three or four, and then you try to mix and match, and hopefully you get enough out of the other guys. The Phillies, if Castellanos is hitting, and they get one more guy at the bottom, whether it be JT, whether it be Stott, whether it be Marsh, one of those other guys. All of a sudden, you got six hitters that you could count on, and he's been that for 2 months.
Yeah, and that's what he's basically doing, Joe. I don't think you get any extra credit for going out there and doing what you should have been doing the whole time.
It's not extra credit. It's just it's really, this is more about us than it is about him. I agree, he doesn't need the apology.
Well, you need to get over it then. I don't think you should apologize.
I'm trying to get over it by doing this with everybody. I'm putting myself out there. Just because you're afraid to apologize doesn't mean that everyone else
is. I'm afraid to apologize. I'm not afraid. I just don't feel the need to.
Kyle, what do you feel on this?
Hugh wonders why it's hard to say I love you, and he's telling you need to get over it. No sorries. You got to get over it.
I'm just saying, it's like I don't think you need an apology in this situation. Doing your job months late. You're months late.
I think it shows growth to say, I was wrong, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't feel like he was wrong, though. I feel like he was on brand.
Hugh, he said he does nothing well on the baseball field.
Well, because he was frustrated.
Joe was an idiot.
How many times on a daily basis?
I was a dummy.
How many times on a daily basis do fans call in and bum, the word bum is thrown around? And I think and I'm like, wow, bum is so strong.
There are a lot of bums
it's
around
bum.
Here. Yeah.
Bum is like the go-to.
Like Taiwan Walker.
Yes. Taiwan Walker's a bum.
I'm gonna give him his props tonight. I'm going to go in here and cheer for him because we need him. How about that? How about we stop doing that because he's a major league pitcher? Since we're all in our feelings now, since we're giving standing ovations.
No, we're not.
And we're giving apologies out. Let's do what I said to do earlier. Let's go get some jerseys and go give him the slow. Let's give him a clap when he's out there on the mound when he starts.
You of all people are willing to waste money on a Taiwan Walker jersey?
I'm not going
to
do that.
Come on, man.
I'm not going
to
do that.
You wouldn't even donate $6 to get him out of here.
Don't talk about it. Buddy.
Definitely would not vote. Give him that $6.
And I don't expect a big standing O for Taiwan tonight. In fact, I expect a hearty boo when the Astros bomb.
It could be vicious in there.
What?
You think people are going to boo him tonight?
Let me paint the picture. It's the second inning, and the Astros have already hit two
home runs. You said second inning. I meant at the beginning. They're not going to boo him at the beginning.
It's not going to be a hearty round of applause when he takes the mound. Does he deserve that?
I'm willing to bet yes, because since we're all in our fields today, yes. I got a feeling they're going to give him a nice little paw. Applause.
I mean, 90% of the people the other day voted in our poll wanted him DFA'd.
No, they did. That was the other day. And then
things have changed?
Yeah, they're beating the Astros right now.
Yeah, well, they are. Two wins in a row against the Astros.
Yeah, so now we're trying to close this thing out. So yes, they're going to give him one.
I can't get a read sometimes how your mind works. You won't apologize to Nick, but you want to cheer Taiwan
Walker. No, because I'm saying, since we're being all warm and fuzzy today, let's be warm and fuzzy to Taiwan.
I think we're trying to grow, and it would grow the team if he's out of here. Josh in Wilmington.
This is not the Philadelphia that I remember.
What's up? It's because just because no one apologized to you when you had a bad game. That's what this is about. What's up, Josh?
Yo, boys. What's going on?
Hey,
what's
up, Josh.
Man? No, not a whole lot. I first would like to just get it done and over with, right? Nick Castellanos, I apologize to the guy because I'll tell you, for two seasons, I've literally had him on my why did we acquire him list. This is crap. You know, you name it. I was up and down the river on him, and I'll tell you just why I
got that cricket.
The one and only is, you take a look at this year.
Mm-hmm.
In some very, very needy situations, he's been clutch. And let's pile on. Look at the amount of percentage points of his batting average over the past month and a half. You know what I mean? Like, the proof is in the pudding.
Oh,
the guy,
yeah, I mean, he's gone from, like, 200, you know, bottom 200.
Yeah.
So he's hitting 250 now.
He's at the Mendoza.
Yeah.
He's over 250. So, I mean, look, dude, you know what? Good for you, Nick Castellanos. You know who's now on the list? Bryson Stott. And I'm going to tell you, the last time that Taiwan Walker took the mound, I turned it off. And I've been on a sabbatical from the Phillies until we started the Houston series. And if you believe that, then I got plenty more lies I could tell you, because once I heard the girls in the living room cheering on Saturday, of course I go in there, and then I stuck with it both of those games. And, you know, I got pulled right back in real fast after telling you boys I was taking a
it's
weekend
all right.
Off
we all do it. It happens to the best of us. You get roped back in. But you see how easy it was, Hugh? Josh hopped on and said, I'm sorry. It's so easy.
But it was one caveat that you missed. He said for 2 years.
He ripped him.
Yeah. He's been ripping him.
So now he's apologizing.
So 2 years in, now you want to apologize? And because he just started to do what
it's
he was supposed to do 2 years ago.
It's never too late to say
why?
I'm sorry.
No, you know, listen, you know why?
Why?
It's because that guy took some serious, you know, venom from me within the friendly confines of my living room. But I'll tell you, man, it was getting old watching that dude come to the plate. And now, you know, I'm looking at Nick Castellanos through a different lens.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean?
So basically, it took him 2 years to do what he was supposed to do when he got here. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Sometimes it takes a while for things to find their level.
I feel like me and Josh live on the same planet because that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous, too. And you know, it's funny. Perv Griffin. Now, and I'm going to tell you something again, Hugh. I just got off the point of my route where, I mean, I could literally cause a four-car pileup to school's back in session.
Uh-oh.
See, that's kind of bad. Like, please let it be at least a college. Is it a college?
Oh, it's a university.
Yeah,
it's a big
university.
I'm kind of in that. I'm in that age now. Where, you know, the college girls are not like.
You don't want to be the creepy old guy.
No, I'm definitely the creepy old guy.
Man, aren't you?
Yeah, but you know what though? But you know what it is though? You know what it is, Josh? Because I think about it now, because my daughter just graduated from college, and I remember her when she was a baby, and now she's a woman, and now when now you're looking at that was somebody's baby. You know what I mean? About
the
same.
Yeah,
yeah,
I got
the
daughters too.
Yeah, it changes
things. Yeah,
Josh.
Now that's pervy.
Josh, give us
from the king.
Josh, let's hear it. All right, let's hear an Eagles chant. You ready?
I'm ready. A-T-L-B-S-E-G-O!
That wasn't bad.
That's a good
that's
one.
That wasn't bad.
He even got the echo in the phone.
Yeah, that's right. I do like that people are conscientious of pulling it a little bit away from their face so that they're not, you know, getting it's not cutting it.
Yeah, people are figuring it out. All right, 215-592-9494. We have a lot to do here on the show. Your phone calls, are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? It's not that hard. Just say, I'm sorry, Nick. I apologize. I did it earlier. Kylie Kelsey to join us in studio for Radiothon, as well as some Kelsey brother trivia. Spot in the Fantasy League is open. Give us your best Eagles chant. 215-592-9494 Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV based plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of pay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.